When your daughter's learning how to drive and says,
Baba, can I drive?
You say,
Híjole, here we go.
But what you should say is something that helps protect your ride.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And that's where State Farm comes in, to help you choose the coverage you need, so you can relax until you hear,
Can we pick up my boyfriend?
Wait, what?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois. When your daughter's learning how to drive, you say,
Híjole, here we go.
But what you should say is,
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To help you choose the coverage you need. State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Real talk. Right? What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here. Yeah.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us.
I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. Are you sipping anything?
I am. I have not a white Pinot Noir, but it was like Pinot of, it's like a rosé, basically,
yeah.
But it's not called like a rosé. It was called something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
A cluster.
How's it taste? Have you had it?
This is great. Yes.
Okay,
great. It's a nice,
light.
Nice. And it tastes good. Now, I'm not stressed. You know,
right?
But every day
you're in demand right now.
Yeah, and yeah. I was. So it's Sunday evening, just to set the mood with everybody.
Uh huh.
Chris was at a dude's thing this weekend, so I was solo. So I'm good. I'm tired.
Yeah,
you know that feeling where you're just like,
well,
okay.
Yeah, because your output is pretty high in all fronts right now. So yeah, I would imagine. And then solo parenting when you're not. I know people do it all the time. But when you're not used to it, I mean, and I also know when you do it all, it is still tiring and exhausting, but it's like you only know that speed, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we have the other speed where we have an extra set of hands and then it goes down, it's like, it just takes you through the ringer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had a busy weekend of events. We were on the go, go, go.
Well, that's the way to do it though, don't you think?
I do. It was fun. We all had fun. All these things that we were doing, it was really nice. And yeah, it was nice to have things to go and do. And like the kids were looking forward to it. And I was looking for like, so the things we had.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, what are you sipping on before we do the ketchup?
Oh, well, I made like I'm coming over recovering. You guys might hear me cough a couple times this episode, but I'm going to try to mute my mic. So I saw this recipe on TikTok and it looked really good. It's like a immunity recipe with honey. So what you're supposed to do is grate or shave or finely dice fresh and organic, if you can, turmeric, ginger, and garlic.
Okay.
Or you can use ground, she said. But if you do that, you know, also she recommends organic. So it's 2 tablespoons of ginger, 2 tablespoons turmeric, 1 teaspoon garlic, black pepper, cayenne pepper, cinnamon, and you put that in a little jar and then you cover it with honey and you kind of let it stir and bake and marinate or whatever. And then she takes that, she said 3 times, 1 tablespoon, 3 times a week into warm water with 3 drops of oil of oregano. Okay. So then I wanted to make the honey, I said all that and hopefully you guys were interested in it because otherwise that was boring to listen to. But I thought it sounded amazing. And she's like talking about how it's cold and flu season, blah, blah, blah. Right. So I was going to make the honey, didn't have it, but I did have a turmeric drink that has some cinnamon, some ginger in it. I put cayenne, pepper, lemon. I added lemon juice and honey.
Right. That feels right.
Yeah, feels because I'm like, you know, trying to bust my cold, whatever. And then I think I've got everything in there. I didn't put garlic in this. I think I did. I had my sip of it. It was like a little warm. And then I have it just with like water and milk. So it's like a tea, you know, but it tastes different than last night. I made it last night for the first time. It tastes different. So that's why if you were wondering why my face made that face, because it was
different good or different bad.
I liked last night's different. Better.
Oh.
I don't know what I did today. Oh. It was different. Anyway. So I'm doing this. So we talked about this over on Patreon, which is If you're new here, welcome. And we're so stoked to have you. Yes. We have two episodes a week, one here, and then we have one that we put on Friday. It's called Another Round. It's on a platform called Patreon, patreon.com/ you can sit with us, $5 a month, 4 extra episodes, plus all the backlog. So on Friday, we talked about our weeks last week. I went to a wedding. Yeah. After the wedding, I got sick. When we recorded this week's Patreon, I was in the thick of it. It was not a great time. For several days, I was just like achy and weak and
coughing a lot.
Yes. Yeah. And so then on Friday, I went to, well, first of all, was it after we recorded I had to go to the, I don't think I'd seen the doctor yet when we recorded. I can't remember.
No, I don't think so.
So I went to the doctor on Thursday and it was just, she calls me, my appointment is at.
Wait, you had gone to the doc, there was a rant.
Yes.
Yeah, it like didn't go great.
So I usually go to the Minute Clinic inside CVS because it's just like fast in and out and I get everything I need. I mean, I have my regular physical, but like if I'm doing checkups, you know? So I do that. I've never had a bad experience there, but I go in, my appointment is at 9:40 and at 10:14, she calls me back and she's like, oh, sorry for the wait. You know, I'm running about 20 minutes behind. It was really like 35 minutes behind, but okay. But it's like, fine, you know, whatever. Yeah. I'm just sitting there. So I go in, and she just had real, and I like efficient doctors, but mm-hmm. I need a little bit of like, I'm not just trying to check off boxes to get through you into the next patient or something, you know? Yep. Like I want them to actually listen to what I have to say. So she's just, I don't love her bedside manner. And I asked if I could be tested for COVID. I don't know that anything really changes, but it would have just been peace of mind of like, okay, that's what this is. Got to wait it out. I'll fight it off versus something else. And she was like, oh no, we don't have time to test you. And I was like, what? And she's like, well, it's going to take 12 minutes. And I'm like, okay. She goes, I've got another patient waiting. And I said, I've been back here with you for 8 minutes. You called me back at 10:14. It is now 10:22. Like, you're going to charge me the same. You're not going to cut half of my fee in half just because you're not giving me half. You're giving half the service. I was pissed, you know? And yeah. I said, I don't appreciate your bedside manner. And she said, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. Anyway, she sucked. She did say I had an ear infection. So then I got an antibiotic for that, but I still felt too crappy. Went to urgent care the next day. Wish I would have done that from the jump, made an appointment. No, it was easy, breezy, in and out. He got me hooked up with everything. He got me prednisone. He got me prednisone, AM and PM cough medicine. He got me a stronger antibiotic because in case this is going to turn into a sinus infection, the one that she had prescribed would have, he's like, that's the one that we usually give kids. It's not that strong. Maybe it would take care of this ear infection because it's not raging, but let's up your antibiotics to get everything, you know? And then on top of it, I also have a yeast infection because when you have antibiotics, it messes up your whole thing. So like a couple of weeks ago, right before we leave for the wedding, I'm like, this, I am uncomfortable. What is going on? Just irritated. And I was like, oh yeah, I just finished these double whatever antibiotics. And so I was trying to do at-home treatments and it just wasn't, there was like a company that we were going to partner with or wanted to, do you remember that? Like
I do.
So I used all of those products and I really liked them. I just don't know how effective they were.
Yeah.
Cause it's a couple years old. Anyway, I told him, hey, by the way, I think I also have a yeast infection. He said, oh, I'll give you something for that. He asked me like a couple little questions, And I gave him a lap dance and then he said, all right, here's your prescription.
On your way. Ma'am.
Yeah, here you go.
That's all you had to do.
So then today I feel tired and kind of loopy because yesterday I felt like 95% myself, except for the cough. Everything else felt great. My energy was amazing. And so I was going
happy,
but also I think, I was happy. Mac played soccer. It was incredible. I got to talk about that. But the steroids keep you up. Do they do that to you? Mm-hmm. Steroids wire you, right? So I had my 8 a.m. one and then I took my p.m. one too late at 7 o'clock. So I was up till 3 a.m. last night. I took sleeping pills. I was just like reading books. I was just like, you know, I was doing all the things.
Yeah.
And it was your body. My body was like, no. So I'm only doing one steroid now. But anyway, I am on the up and up.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
All that to say, I'm on
the
up and up.
And the weekend was all that week, considering.
It was so freaking good. I was going to make Mac soccer my rave, but since I referenced it.
Yeah.
So we got Mac back into sports. Revy, it's making Revy really excited to do it too.
That's cool.
So We tried last spring. So all he had just turned three. Yes, he had. I think he had just turned three. So like a year and a half ago, we put him in soccer. No one volunteered to be coach. John became the coach. Max said, fuck you. I do not care at all what you have to say. And we thought it was going to be the opposite because Max is obsessed with John. But I guess when it came to soccer, he's like, you're my dad. Yeah. I don't have to listen. So yeah. He is like running around. I had to go to all the practices too because I had to watch Max since John was coaching the kids on the field.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, we go to the game. He's climbing on the bleachers. Oh my gosh. Picking flower. He's not setting foot on the field. And we have this family friend. He gets along with this little boy really well. She said, we're signing him up for soccer. You know, do you want to join? So we got on that team and it is night and day. Did you see the video that I posted?
It was so cute.
He's like attacking the ball. He's running. He scored two goals yesterday and an assist. It was just like so cool to see that he just needed some growth.
Yeah.
Because I was afraid he was just not going to want to be a sports guy, which is wild because he's a sports guy. Yep. Always has been. But to see him, it was so much fun. And I talked about this on my stories. And then I was flooded with so many moms saying, best years of my life were like watching my kids play sports. Like, savor every minute of it. It goes too fast. I miss it so much. Or we're in it right now and it's crazy, but it's the best, whatever. And so I'm just like so excited about that. And then today we had T-ball. I knew he was going to love that because he loves T-ball. But he stopped that in the beginning of summer. And it's also amazing to see, like, he is hitting bangers out of the park.
Wow.
It's crazy how, like, just quickly they develop. So that's really cool to see those skills and their confidence build. And then Rev is excited now because I think she also sees all the praise, you know?
Yeah.
And that feels good probably to be like, oh, yeah, I want to try this. And because she had the same experience with soccer, right? But so we're going
to
try.
And it boosts confidence to see someone – boosts my confidence to see someone I know do something and I'm like, oh, I can do that
too. They were afraid of, like, you're both afraid of the same thing and that person does it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I could do this.
Very cool.
Yeah. So that was just awesome. So stand by, more to come. I think we're just entering the sideline season and I'm here for it.
Totally. Totally.
Okay. So I did a lot of talking.
Through my weekend.
Let's hear all the things you guys got up to.
I'll keep it brief because I want to get to this fall draft, which I'm so excited about. And summer was flooded with controversy.
Uh-huh.
It really was. And I don't know what to expect out of you for this draft. Okay.
That's a fair call. Yeah.
So what did we do? Okay. I was able to sneak away this weekend, which was nice despite being solo. So it was nice to have a little. So I went to a bar class with some friends and that was really nice. We went to coffee after, just like a fall little coffee chat. And then that was really good because I was on around that. But we went over, spent some time with my mom and dad and we watched the Ducks in Ohio game, which I'll take it off my faves list because we're not going to cover faves for a couple weeks and this will be old news. And I don't want to sound dramatic, but that might have been the best football game I've ever seen. That game, both teams played so well. It was insane, like the level. And it wasn't just a, what do they call it when both teams do a lot of offense?
I don't know.
A shootout. It wasn't just a shootout.
Right. So like defense was good too.
Really well. Teams, their defense stopped us. We're big Ducks fans over here, you guys. They stopped us in the red zone a couple times. We forced turnovers for them. And then the way it ended was so dramatic and crazy. And so we were watching it over at my parents. I looked at the time. I was like, oh, it's getting kind of late. Like, I don't know if I want to be getting home that late and starting bedtime. So we rushed home after the third quarter and got home. To watch the fourth quarter, and I let the kids stay up with me. And they were into it. We thought we were going to lose. And then we won with like 1 second to go.
I know. I did feel bad because they had some big fumbles.
Oh, huge. I mean,
not like actual fumbles on the, like they brain farted. They had a bad coaching call and then the quarterback had it. You know, I felt bad for them. But of course I was wanting to win, but
I think Ohio thought they probably had it. Just get close enough for a field goal and win. Ducks thought we did not. Even the players were just not, they couldn't even look. And I thought, oh, I'm just keeping the kids up waiting to lose.
Right.
And then somehow we won. Can you see the kids jumping around? Hold on.
Turn up the volume. Oh, do it again.
I mean, you could just hear them losing it.
was so fun.
Oh my God.
We went to Ben's first school event. That was so cool. The fall fair. I got to see little kids running up to him, screaming his name, which I loved. I was like, oh, yes, buddies. This is so awesome. And what did we do? Today was a big day. We had soccer this morning, both kids at the same time. And I had to be with Ellie and then Ben. It's like, whoa, you know, that was a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to my Aunt Sandy's. She threw us a tea party with a talent show. And I'll talk about that as my rave. Mm-hmm. Ding, 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 ding.
We're talking about some highlights here of some things that we love this weekend. And there's lots of highlights to discuss, but sometimes there's also lowlights. And this show, this episode, is sponsored in part by BetterHelp. And BetterHelp has been incredible if you're looking to explore some of those lowlights, right? To explore some of the things in your mind. You just want to chat with a licensed professional. It's done right from your own home. You're going to go online, fill out a form, a questionnaire. Tell them kind of, you know, a little bit about yourself and what it is you're looking for, what you want help with. You will be then matched with several therapists. You can look at their schedule, switch at any time if the vibe is not right with no additional charge. You don't have to leave your house. You can do video, chat, whatever works best for you. So it is a great introduction into therapy. And these are licensed and trained professionals. Therapy has been such a massive part of my last at least 5 years, but really maybe over a decade now. I don't do it all, you know, like I get it when I need it, but I loved it. I did it for like 6 months straight or a year and a half straight, something like, I don't know, a long time straight. And now I just kind of get to pick and choose, but I love that I don't have to leave my house. And it's just helped me so much to have a totally neutral sounding board.
Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sip to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sip.
All right. So it's always the same thing, except for their intros change. So if you're wondering why we said take off the mask, I guess I was supposed to talk about a time where you were hiding behind a mask. But I just ad-libbed. You know,
it's Halloween season, too.
It's Halloween. So I get it. I should have done whatever.
Take off your Halloween masks.
Yeah. If you want to get, but if you're doing BetterHelp, it's from home. You can wear a costume if you want. Mm-hmm. But all right. We're doing fall draft.
Can you imagine just showing up with your therapist costume. And you're just
fully decked out. He's like, oh, we got a party to go to? No.
Hey, cool. No, just makes me feel better.
I like it.
There's a barrier between you and me.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel safe. Okay. So I feel like we did a fall draft before, but we're going to update it. I don't know if we did it last year.
Right.
Maybe a couple years. Anyway. So we got to do like the heads or tails thing.
Okay.
Like pick a heads or tails and who goes first.
How many things are we taking?
I guess five. But
five. Yeah. That feels right.
I wasn't sure if like, did you split up Halloween into like costumes, trick or treat?
No.
So like Halloween is Halloween. Mm-hmm. Because what we decided is fall is October and November.
Yeah.
Because then like we got to leave Christmas out of it. Yeah. Okay.
Christmas
September
is winter.
Yeah.
Basically. January, February really feels like winter.
Yeah.
March.
Oh, yeah.
But December is not fall.
I mean, it is in the calendar, but not in the vibes, not in the
not
air,
in our hearts.
Not in our hearts. Right.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
it
just,
belongs
it's
in the
Pole.
Fall season.
It's fake snow everywhere. It's
real
snow
Magic.
In a lot of places.
Uh-huh.
A white Christmas. That's not falling leaves. Get out of here.
Right.
Calendar's wrong.
Right. And we're right, as always.
As always.
So, okay. We just need, I guess, decide who goes first.
Flip a coin.
Yeah. And I'm not happy with my list.
Great.
I was trying to Google like what are fall things, but
flip
what?
A coin.
Yeah, flip a coin.
Okay, quick. Say,
heads.
Did you hear her?
Oh, no. I heard her say tails.
Okay, let's do it again.
Okay.
But say it right when I say flip a coin. Flip a coin again.
Heads.
It's heads.
Oh, it's heads.
Yes.
Okay, that's a relief to me. I was terrified because I think both of us have the same number one because it was the same as last time we did this draft.
Okay.
And last time, you got it, and it was the most devastating blow, and I have had a really rough last couple of falls without this thing.
What?
Football.
Damn you.
I know. Was that your number one?
After I just ranted about the no, Oregon you raved. Game.
You raved.
Raved about
and I
it.
Said, all the more reason, this one's mine. No, football.
Especially now at this point in our lives with
oh
Chiefs.
Oh my God.
You
right.
get all of that. You get Taylor going to the games. You
yes.
get.
Yeah. I get it. But you got it. If you did this last time and it was brutal for me, you okay. are due.
Well, I'm taking the best holiday of the year.
Yeah.
I'm taking.
That's a pretty big. That's a freaking big one.
Halloween.
Halloween
with its
is
costumes.
A big, yep.
With its trick or treating.
Yep.
With the orange dinner. You
okay.
know,
that
you
I don't do that, but yeah.
The orange dinner,
that's
mac and
cute.
Cheese,
I
orange
like that
slices,
idea.
All the
yeah.
things.
Okay.
I'm taking that feeling in the air on Halloween night. You know, when all the kids are out and the neighborhoods
yeah.
are loud.
Mm-hmm. You know who doesn't know anything about this?
Who?
Jehovah's Witnesses.
No, they don't. You're right.
And so it's like, listen, if you're going to take it, I'll find joy somewhere. I know you're really trying to stick it to me because I have football. I didn't do that to you. I tried to be kind. But you're really trying to stick this Halloween thing to
yeah,
me.
I
and
am.
I am.
Because it's anger. I'm
not
going to
tolerate it.
Out.
I'm not going to tolerate
no
it.
No matter if you're
it.
Nice when you're killing me, you still killed me.
That is a big
and now
it's
I'm
a big
a zombie
get.
Coming
Halloween is
back
a big
on
get.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Coming for blood.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be. I don't feel bad at all about this.
Great. I feel kind of pissed, but more for my kids. It's not me
yeah.
that you've hurt here.
No,
it's my children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's just, I sure hope you can sleep at night. That's
wow.
fine.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I got to take crisp fall days. I was going to say crisp fall nights, but like nights in Oregon are kind of cold, but the days in Oregon are beautiful.
Yeah.
So I just said crisp fall, like the, you know, that weather, that like crisp
I know exactly what you mean because it's on my list too.
Yeah. It's
and it actually
a nice
is
one.
The cool nights and cool mornings because I feel like
yes.
I sleep so well.
Oh my God.
And
yeah.
And then it kind of slowly warms up.
Yes.
Tonight we were at the park at like 5:30 and the sun goes down earlier. So at 5:30, it's still really light out.
Yeah.
But it's all just like beautiful, like this beautiful fall haze.
It is.
You know what I'm talking
it is.
About?
Yes,
like
there
that
is
glowy.
A,
it's just glowy. Uh-huh,
it's glowy. It's exactly glowy.
But still warm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And all the leaves, the foliage were just red and then crunchy
yes.
leaves, but still green grass.
Yes.
Stuff's not dried out. Blue skies.
Right.
Okay.
This is on my list. So if you could just chill out.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to just double down on the holidays. I'm
Take
taking
it.
Thanksgiving.
Great.
I'm taking Thanksgiving. I'm taking the family time. I'm taking the turkey.
Well, you can take family time, but you take family time in honor of
in
Thanksgiving.
In the context of Thanksgiving.
Right. Yes.
It's about
yes.
gathering and being
yes.
together.
But you know what else happens on Thanksgiving? Football. And I've got a couple games to watch with my family.
Do
so
I
that's
get
fine.
Football on Thanksgiving?
No, you don't get any
Thanksgiving.
Football. No, there's
what
no
about
exemptions.
Playing football. I can throw a football in the backyard.
You can play football. You
we
that's
can play
not,
flag
That's
football.
Not why we're looking for to fall. Nobody's saying, I can't wait for fall, so I can throw the football around.
I mean, I
you know,
know
what I mean?
I don't know about
it's
that.
It's like,
actually.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. I'll
okay.
give you playing football.
Okay.
You just don't get to watch it.
Okay.
And so, you don't get to watch high school, college, or pro. Listen, if Ben's playing football, you're allowed. I'll grant you a pass on that one. But that's the only exception I'll make.
Okay. So let's get back to Thanksgiving. You wake up. You have a delicious mm-hmm. cinnamon roll or French
mm-hmm.
toast.
Mm-hmm.
You go on a turkey trot run with friends.
Right.
You come back.
Right.
You have champagne. Someone's
yes.
really working on already, like
really
stuffing a turkey. What are we going to do?
Yeah. Someone was up at 4 a.m. doing
Family starting
that
starts
stuff.
Coming over. Let's
yeah.
go play sports.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
there's four people hovered around the gravy,
mm-hmm.
whisking things, letting it get happy.
Yeah.
We have the big meal, but that's not where it stops because after the meal, we have a talent show. We have a game
oh, wow.
night.
Holy smokes.
We put on our first Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we get the Christmas pajamas out. And we know we're decking the halls tomorrow, the next day.
Oh, yeah.
And so I know that we're not getting to Christmas, but that is as close as we get. I get until 11:59 p.m.
Okay.
on Thanksgiving night. That is on my list. Okay.
Okay. I don't mind that.
That's right.
I like Thanksgiving. I liked it a lot more when I was a kid and didn't have responsibilities. I don't like cooking at all, you know? And so I don't want to host. It just, yeah. And then I go to another someone's house. I don't like that either, really, because then I got to drive home. You can't like drink, you know?
If you were at my house, it'd be different.
Right.
You would like being at my house. And I like hosting. I would like
being at your house, but I would stay the night at your house.
You would do the turkey trot with me.
Oh, I would totally do the turkey trot.
Then our kids would play football in the backyard. Yeah. The guys would cook a turkey in a...
So since the world is closed on Thanksgiving... Well, not the world. A lot of places are closed on Thanksgiving. Do we, even though we don't honor it in my family anymore, well, we don't even know
what
it exists.
Honor it.
Well, whatever. You took Thanksgiving.
I took it. Yeah, it's gone.
Do we get the day off work and school? We have to, because there's nobody's going to be at school.
I think you get the day off, but it's sort of just like sad. You're just at home. And
no, I'm not at home. No, you don't have rules around how I spend your November Thanksgiving day. I just can't do Thanksgiving things. But I'm like, okay, it actually might be kind of nice because my family... I can still get together with my family, but we could go to a park and no one's going to be
there.
You're
going to take Thanksgiving away from them?
From who?
Your family. They can still have it. You can't.
I'm going to be with my own family. Well, then you're not allowed to go watch Ben play football. If we're going to play this way, if you want to get nasty, say goodbye to cheering on your own children.
So what are you saying? Are you saying... I'm trying to say that your aunts and uncles and everyone else can still celebrate Thanksgiving, but you cannot.
Yeah.
Because maybe they won't want to have it.
But I'm saying I'm going to still do, like, I could get to, like, we were just over there today. We were over there today hanging out.
Watching football.
We're watching football together. The equivalent of
you watching Thanksgiving through the window. As soon as you step foot in a house with Thanksgiving, you're participating in Thanksgiving.
No, if they're having Thanksgiving, I'm not going over there. I'm saying maybe they choose us over Thanksgiving.
Oh, I see. You're just hanging out.
Yeah. We're fine. All just like together, you know?
Fine. Yeah.
And also people aren't anywhere. They're going to be home with their families. We're going to be out wreaking havoc. We're going to toilet paper. We're going to create different traditions. We're going to ruin everyone else's day. I'm going to teach my kids to. We're going to toilet paper people's houses and hope that it rains so that it just lives there.
It's
and
then a we're going to egg trot.
Them. We're going to egg them. We're going to get tampons and pads and throw them on their lawns.
Wow.
We just are.
Anger.
Yeah. Well, wow. Not anger. Just a
if
good time.
We can't celebrate
it's just
this.
A good time. It's just a good time.
Okay.
Okay.
What are you taking next?
What are we doing next? I think I'm taking cozy vibes. Like, you know how you just.
Blankets and energy, candles and stuff.
Yes. Like okay. The energy. Yeah, that's you're a just good getting. One. Like cozy and it's just something about fall feels real, like a hug, you know?
Yes.
It's just the energy of it.
There is cozy,
settled down kind of after the hustle of summer, back to school. And then you just kind of like,
it's hygge.
I don't know.
It's hygge.
It's hygge. That's exactly what it is. I'm taking the hygge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I feel like this is a small thing to take, but it's important to me and I don't want you to have it.
Okay.
I'm taking pumpkin spice for this purpose only for pumpkin cold foam for our Starbucks drink, our espresso drink. That is my favorite coffee drink. And I feel like if I take pumpkin spice, I get all of that, right?
Yeah.
And I want that drink. I look forward to it every year so much.
I know. It's a good one.
It needs
I
to be
I do
mine.
Feel like you enjoy it more than I do.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have ever picked that.
Well, good.
So just, you know, so you know.
Do you remember, was it last year or the year before where you got it every day for like a week?
Probably last year because I think that's when you told me about it.
Okay.
I was getting it all the time.
Great.
What's happened now is I... have caffeine in other places and I don't tolerate caffeine well. Mm. I wonder, and I always like to get it like a cold, I've hacked it. I think I told you, I just order a cold brew now, but you like the espresso, but I just get a cold brew that has caffeine in it. So then that's why it limits me.
Yeah.
And also I think dairy breaks me out, but I've still had it. We're only not even a month into having it. I've probably had it 6 times.
It's my favorite little like Friday treat.
Yeah.
Just like a good something one. To look forward to.
Yeah. It's like when you're out in fall.
Yeah.
I don't even need to really be going far doing much, but it's like, I think a Starbucks sounds good.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of goes with the hygge. So you get the flavor of it, but you do lose the hygge of it, which is fine. Mm-hmm. Which is fine. Okay. So you get PSL ish, whatever.
I get pumpkin spice.
It's pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice. Yeah, that's fine.
Everything.
I don't really like pumpkin anything else except for that thing.
Do you like pumpkin pie?
No.
What's your go-to Thanksgiving dessert?
My favorite, my mom used to be in charge of pies and she would always make a pumpkin pecan to die.
Oh yeah.
And then she would make always a berry. The berry was my favorite.
Yep.
Pecan, second favorite. And then sometimes she would make an apple. I'm not a big fan of apples. Yep. Apple, cherry, or pumpkin pie, or like peach pie. Big chunks of fruit.
Yes.
Peach pie. I don't like that.
No.
I think that's why I like berries because they're so small. Oh yeah. Pecan is so good. Yeah.
Lights out.
It's so good.
At that wedding I went to in California a couple weeks ago, they had homemade pies for the the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
Like the night before the wedding. And one of them, they had like four kinds of pies that they homemade and then they just like kept bringing them out every time they were empty. Pecan was on there.
Mm.
Insane.
It's so good.
Insane.
It really is.
I've never made it.
I feel like it's probably horrible for you, but I don't know what that texture is. Just sugar, a bunch of lard and sugar.
Sugar and butter.
Mmm. All right. I'm curious how to do this now.
Okay.
Because my next one is holiday decor. But you've taken the holidays. So then my thought is, okay, but I set up last year, I did set up Christmas in November, like November 1st.
You could take Christmas decorations.
Decor, like decorations. I can't take Christmas because that's just, you know, anything with that.
If you didn't take it now, just playing this out, if you didn't take it now, it means, okay, if you take it now, it means I can still have Christmas. I just can't have Christmas decor in the fall.
Right. Which you don't do anyway because Chris doesn't like it until December.
Exactly.
So this works out well.
Yeah.
All right. I'm taking like holiday decor. So it may be fall. I just think fall decor is ugly. I don't love all the pumpkins in the corn stalk. So I probably wouldn't do anything for fall, but maybe I'd get creative. But Christmas is going up November. Maybe even if I don't know about Halloween and I don't know about Thanksgiving, I'm literally putting Christmas up in October. Why not? There's nothing stopping me.
I skipped fall this year too. Like I didn't do fall decor. Like I went straight to Halloween.
Yeah.
And Halloween, I'll do just a gold. It's like Christmas light.
Right.
So this actually does
gold
harm
and
me
white
because
kind of.
Yeah, I usually do just like glittery kind of like beiges and golds and like just pretty.
Right.
White pumpkins. Like I try and make it just feel like it's knocking on the door of Christmas.
Well, you can still do white pumpkins because those are like Thanksgiving fall decor. No, did I take all? No, I took Christmas decor, right?
I think you said holiday decor.
I said holiday decor, but I don't know what if I Christmas Halloween and Halloween are. I mean, Halloween and this is a murky one, but I do think anything associating with Christmas, you can have white pumpkins in November.
Yeah.
That's all you get.
No, I get...
Okay, corn stalks.
I don't get corn stalks.
What do you get?
I get gold and shimmery Thanksgiving vibes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not Christmas vibes.
No.
Because is it kind of the same thing?
No.
Because that's what you just said you do. You said you set up white with gold for Christmas. Right.
I'm going to modify it so it's not Christmas.
Are you buying new things? Or are you using the same stuff that you use?
I'm going to maximize what I have.
Well, you can't use what you have that you've used for Christmas now. That's mine. You got to go out and buy new, specifically not Christmas things.
Okay.
Okay. Being very serious about this.
I'll take sweaters. Just so that it's clear. From swimming in gray to black and white.
Wow.
I'll take sweaters. All the sweater weather.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I know you said cozy vibes, but you did not say sweaters.
I didn't spell and I that's staple. Not what I was referring
I love
to.
My sweaters.
Yes.
In the fall.
Yes, I know.
And they're so cute. Everyone's out wearing cute sweaters right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we talked about this earlier, but I'm going to take like the leaves changing, like the...
Yeah, you're taking the nice days and the leaves changing, the foliage, all
of
that.
We talked about that kind of when we talked about crisp fall weather. It kind of falls in under that umbrella, but like it is really pretty from watching the world go from, well, not the world, again, us, US or Northern Hemisphere, go from summer to fall.
Yeah.
So pretty. And then the sunsets. Yes, they're pink cotton candy. Skies are so pretty. All right. So I'm taking The leaves changing in sunset.
I don't really even know what they're... There's two more things, but they feel kind of like this is the bottom of the barrel for me a little bit.
Yeah. I
thought about what else is...
Fall.
What else is fall? Even outside of Halloween, there's like pumpkin patches, but I don't like those.
It's right.
Like, these days you have to pay to get in.
Right.
They're pretty chaotic. It's just kind of anxiety ridden. Mm-hmm. I don't love it.
Right.
So I don't want those. I don't want corn mazes. I don't like the feeling of getting lost all that much.
Mm-mm.
Like muddy and smells weird. I also don't care. And there, I should like this, but I was thinking like berry picking or apple picking.
Oh, I like blueberry picking, but that's the only one.
We don't really do that either. So, and then this one, the thing I'm taking is not for the now, but it's really kind of for the future because this is a forever thing, right? So there's a lot of good TV that comes out in the fall. Mm-hmm. That is like kind of a time where people settle in and there's usually like a nice lineup for your fall TV programming. So I'm taking fall television.
Okay.
But right now there's not like a ton of shows that I'm loving.
Fall, but that's
like,
fine.
Yeah, there will be.
Someday. Yeah. Did we talk about, are you watching Monsters? The Menendez brothers thing?
We did. We're like 75% of the way through it. And then we started watching Industry on HBO. Have you seen that?
No.
It's like X-rated. It is a mix of like Euphoria, which I've never seen, but I've heard that's also X-rated, and Succession.
Oh.
And it's like these people who sell like hedge funds and stocks and like when to do all that stuff.
Oh.
I can't even, they talk in a language that I don't understand.
Like Succession. It's all
financial stuff.
Yeah.
But they're young people and they're doing this and the stress is out of control. And it's like dark and kind of seedy business to some degree. And then they're so stressed out, they get addicted to like everything you can think of, like sex, drugs, money, all of it. And it's their stories. And it's wild. And that's what we've been watching for the last couple weeks. I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Okay.
But it's really like, I would never watch this with my mom. Like it's pretty like just kind of, I mean, it's like.
Yeah. Is it uncomfortable even watching it with Chris?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
There is something, I don't know what, I have a real issue with watching people like do drugs, which is why I've never done, watched Euphoria. And I was worried about watching Breaking Bad because it's something, it's like a visceral reaction. It makes me like physically kind of nauseous or something. Yeah. So I feel like watching that, I might feel like uncomfortable no matter who I was with.
You might. Yeah, it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the acting is really good. The storyline is really good. And it does have that like Succession type vibes.
Yeah.
And HBO always has like high quality stuff.
They really do. Yeah.
So anyway.
All right. Good. That's fall TV is solid. So I've got football.
So you
Chris, fall weather. Hygge. What do you say?
Ooga.
Cozy vibes.
Hygge.
Christmas decor and leaves changing / sunsets, you know.
And I have Halloween, Thanksgiving, pumpkin spice everything, sweater weather, and fall TV.
Yeah, not sweater weather, sweaters. I have Chris fall weather.
Sweaters.
So just clarify, just a little asterisk here.
Yes. Well, we'll have to take this to a vote because I would say it's pretty close.
Yeah, it just depends because some people, if you don't like football, to me, no matter which one has football, that's the clear winner. Last time we did this, it was clearly you because football is my literally, you could take everything else from fall for me except for football and I'm doing okay.
Well,
it's
let's
really
take this
like
to
my
the,
favorite thing.
To the
so I feel like
group.
Right.
You're walking out of this feeling like you have won.
But yes, but I also think there's people that don't like football as much as I do.
Yeah.
That are like, what? What do you mean you're giving up Halloween and Thanksgiving? Of course you know.
Right.
So it probably depends on.
To each their own.
Each their own. Exactly.
So we'll put this on a poll on our Insta, either on stories or a post.
Yep.
You can sip with us. That's our handle. So make sure you're following us over there and cast your vote. Ding, 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 ding. Okay. This was not on either of our lists. B.O.
No, we don't want that.
No, let's face it. Summer isn't the only time we get body odor. We can get just as smelly under our favorite fall sweaters. Darn it.
List. Wow. Yeah. But not no more. We don't have to worry about it.
No. That's why I'm excited to tell you about something that is on my list. Lumi Whole Body Deodorant for Pits, Privates, and Beyond. Lumi Deodorant was created by an OBGYN who discovered odor isn't just an underarm thing. It's an all over thing. Mm-hmm. So she developed Lumi, a pH optimized deodorant that's clinically proven to control odor everywhere for up to 72 hours, so fall can just be fresh. New customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. Use code SIP with us at LumiDeodorant.com, LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi so much. In full disclosure, we were able to try lots of their products. And it was definitely, and I'm not just saying this because they're a partner or I got to try it, but I became a repeat customer. I loved how smooth it went on. Mm-hmm. I loved that it was created by an OBGYN. I discovered it at a time when it was like that postpartum stage where I was just like kind of like purging a lot of stuff. Like, you know, that stage where you're just kind of like sweaty.
Yes. Yes.
So I was feeling kind of desperate for something that would work. And I loved how well Lumi worked for me. It's seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Again, created by an OBGYN. And after many requests, they formulated a new product to keep you smelling fresh and to help you stay drier. Lumi Whole Body Deodorant Plus Sweat Control. The same 72-hour odor control now with 72-hour sweat control. Don't sweat the small stuff. Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is now available with and without sweat control. It's baking soda free, paraben free, pH balanced for safe use below the belt. And they have tons of different like varieties to choose from of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut.
You don't know where to start? Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off of their starter pack. Use code SIP with us for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code SIP with us at LumiDeodorant.com.
Woo!
Okay. How should we do this? Because
a rant and rave?
You sandwich me because I have because I already did my rave.
Okay.
So you go first.
This is a rant that's a fun loving rant. This is not a serious rant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun-loving rant because okay, I want to first acknowledge that I know schools that everybody, this is like nothing against like any schools, right? But it's so funny having Ben in kindergarten because there's so many things that are happening that are, it's like nostalgia or something. But also, I can't believe how much hasn't changed. And one of those things is all the paper that comes home. Mm-hmm. In backpacks. And a lot of the stuff is the same. And two examples that just crack me up. One is the Scholastic Book Fair. Mm-hmm. It came in that like paper brochure-y type, like mini little catalog to look through.
Yep. Yes.
But it looks like it hasn't changed since the 90s.
Freaking catalog.
It's the same catalog.
Yeah. And have you seen, there's like a meme that's like, Scholastic Book Fair didn't encourage me to read, it encouraged me to shop, or like it created a shopping addiction, not a reading addiction. Cause it's true. My kids are so freaking excited to just like circle in that magazine. Yes. And then we go get a book and it's like, okay, they're not really interested in the actual thing.
There were school photos.
Last
week. And this envelope, it's an envelope with little, it looks like a, one of those
that
tests,
I remember that so
the
much.
The pencil circle test that you take, and then you just circle in the background, and then you have to send a check or something.
That's bananas that has not changed. That has changed down here.
I remember being a little girl or like whatever and not forgetting to have my check and like hand it, you know, to the person for this. Mm-hmm. It's just so.
That is funny that has not changed there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, doesn't this just look
identical? That looks archaic. And it also looks like, because when we were in elementary school, internet was not a thing. I don't feel like the internet, I mean, it was a thing, but it was like just getting started. Well, not, I don't actually think when we were little. I think it started when we were in high school. But now that everything is so digitized, it seems like massive amounts of human error to be filling out that thing with a check in it that then you have to give to your kid to then take to school and give to the teacher, when we could just put it all electronic and it's just easy.
Hilarious.
That is hilarious. Yes. Have you got his pictures back yet then?
No, they just had them done and I didn't. Got your little envelope. I have to take this into the office.
Yes.
Sorry. But it's just so funny. So funny.
Oh my gosh. Okay, my rant. So I feel like this is really becoming more and more common and they're very comfortable, but the hotel comforters. So I know why they do it, but what it seems like it is it's a sheet and then like a down comforter and then another sheet on top of the sheet that doesn't actually seal the down comforter. Yeah. Like you're still very exposed to the down comforter. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that just, I'm like, I doubt they're washing this.
Right.
Are they washing the down comforter between every, but the sheets come completely off. They're not attached. It's not like inserted inside a duvet.
Right.
They're all just loose.
Yep.
So we go to the hotel to the wedding last weekend and it was a great hotel, but I like to like cozy in, you know, like cuddle in. I like to hold one pillow and like have the blankets all around me. And we're sleeping with kids. They don't make it through the night. Like these beds are all disheveled and I'm snuggling up with this down comforter that how many other tons of people have snuggled up with.
Yes. It's an icky feeling.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's so gross. So I like the way they feel, like they're crisp and they're light and they're just great.
Yeah.
But I don't like them at a hotel where they're not clean. You can't think about it
too much.
I know.
Yeah. You can't think about it too much.
Anyway, I don't like it.
Nope.
Okay. That's my rant.
Okay. My rave. I have two. One is really small. Ellie is still just very two, you know, and then she does things that are just so two-ish. And one of those things is way back when it was Father's Day, that really stuck in her head as something really celebratory. Happy Father's Day. Mm-hmm. So it is October. And before she goes to bed every night, she says, pet my back. So we'll pet her back, you know, a little back scratch, tell her how much we love her. And then right before the door shuts, she yells out, Happy Father's Day.
Every day?
Every night before she goes to bed.
Oh my God.
I don't think she really knows what it means. But it's like this thing she just loves to say.
It's so cute.
And it's so cute. And one night she just won't say it and we'll totally forget
it'll
about
be awful.
It. And,
yes.
You know, that's just how. And I you know, those things I are the little that. Things that just kind of come and go. And then I guess
Happy
I have
Father's Day.
I guess I have three things. I was out to dinner with friends the other week, and this is a group of women that there's, and I don't mean this in a bad way. I know exactly where I stand. I was kind of like one of the last people brought into the group, and I have very close friendships with all of them. It's been years and years and years, but they have even longer friendships within each other. And so often, you know, we're sitting around, I'm here, like there's, and it's not bad because I love hearing people talk. Like I love hearing stories, but it's a lot of stories of people and things, and there's like they've like a lot of people work together in the same places. Mm-hmm. So, and I love it though, but it's just I know where I stand. Yeah. And again, I don't mean that in a bad way. I truly enjoy it. I love it.
Yes.
And so there was two of the girls were at this table. There's seven of us, and they were telling a story about how the other week they work out together like almost every morning. And then after one of the workouts, they were in my friend's hot tub, and they were like, we were in there for like 3 hours. Like they were just like talking, and they're like, someone said, what did you have to talk about like for that long? Mm-hmm. Like, what'd you talk about most? And I'm just sitting there, I'm drinking my wine or whatever, and I'm listening to these stories. And then they were kind of both thinking, and one of them said, actually, one of the things we talked a lot about is how much we love Colleen. And I almost spit my drink out because I did not see it coming. I did not, like, that was like the last thing I expected anyone to say. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where, and I never thought like they would say it. Like it's not, and I love them, but I never thought they would say it. And I was so like beside myself. It felt really nice, like just to hear that about yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's like those things where they say you should tell people how you feel about them because you never know like when you won't be able to. And I like that kind of rattled in my head a little bit of, man, I wonder how many people don't know how much I love them. Because you never know until until you say it out loud.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And then my last rave was my Aunt Sandy. I've talked about her so many times on here. For those of you who are like ride or dies, I think like, I don't know, 100 episodes back, I played a voicemail of hers, you know, but she's just a magical human. She creates magic. She's created magic for me my whole life. She creates magic for my kids. She goes out of her way. Mm-hmm. To show people how much she loves them through like handwritten cards and doing things like she did today where she invited us over for a tea party. Mm-hmm. And she sent, and she'll like for the kids for presents, it's like she used to be a teacher. And so for Ben's fifth birthday, she like went out and got all of this office supply stuff, but not just, but she took her time. Like she wrote, like it was this box and she wrote like grandma, papa, mom, dad, Oma, like the main, Ellie, like the main people in his life so he mm-hmm. could see. And then she got like tracing paper and she did all the little dots for like tons of pages so he could have those words to write out of like mom, dad. Like she like spent hours and hours really thinking all of it through.
Yeah.
And his like favorite thing to do is like be in his office, you know, still. But today, you know, we got a handwritten teapot in the mail that was like inviting us to a tea party. We showed up. She had a Halloween train on tracks. They like spend so much time on their home mm-hmm. and they have all these like ornate little things around the house. Mm-hmm. And normally I would walk into an environment like that and I would think, oh my gosh, I hope that the kids don't mess something
right,
up. It's like all these really cute things. They're like special to them. And they... my aunt and uncle, they have no stress about it. They're like, let them explore the house. Like they genuinely don't. They want them to appreciate these things, right? They have a fairy garden on the side of the house with like little fairies. And my aunt was teaching Ben about the fairies and the dragons and how the fairies leave little gifts for kids who come to their house. Mm-hmm. So we go inside, we have a tea party. It's a beautiful table set out. There's all these little tiny handmade cookies and sandwiches, all the things, scones, clotted cream, jam, tea.
Oh my gosh.
She had teapots for both kids with chocolate milk in them. They each got their own teapot. That was Ben's. He couldn't believe tonight before he went to bed, he said, I can't believe I had my own teapot. Mm-hmm. We did a talent show afterwards. Mm-hmm. Ben did a joke routine.
Ooh, nice.
And he was like excited and confident about it. And it was so cute. My mom sang a song. My Aunt Sandy sang a song. I taught everybody a line dance. So we line danced.
Yes.
Which was very, very fun.
Very fun.
Yeah. She was
at
the dessert. She's like, Ben, you know, can you go check on the fairies for me? And he went out there and sure enough, there was like new toys that had been set out there. We each got an award for the talent show. And then a little present. So she gave my mom and I tea towels, like tea, and the kids tea shirts. Mm-hmm. We got new Halloween shirts.
Oh,
it just
my gosh.
That sounds
so special.
It is. And she spent weeks setting this up. Mm-hmm. Weeks, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just.
I want to be someone that does that for people because I appreciate it so much when people do that for my kids. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a really special thing. They're very, I haven't met too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of people that will go out of their, you know, Leah, our cocktail kid, she's one, will go out of her way to make the kids have a special experience.
Yeah.
And it is just, those are the best kind of people.
Yeah. My mom and I are taking her out to dinner next week. So we're just like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
But really, like Ben and Ellie, that was
everything. Yeah.
One of the best mornings of their life, you know? Just, and it's also thoughtful. It's not about the things they got, it's like being together feeling special, you know? And halfway through tea, my Aunt Sandy said, okay, everybody stop. Stop, look at each other, take it in. Like, you know, and she had her house all decorated for Halloween, just all the little things. There was like all these little witches swirling around her little dining room fan, you know. So it was like a very spirited, fun high tea. But she's like, take it all in, look at each other, be in the moment. You know, she's like, Grandma Emby would be so happy that we're all together right now doing this because it was her mom who taught her to appreciate high tea. They taught me to appreciate high tea. We're teaching Ben and Ellie how to appreciate high tea. So just that connectedness, taking a moment and feeling that and just appreciating the now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Okay.
Really
go have
right,
fun
guys.
Doing
all
fall
we have
things.
For you.
Yeah.
We still got merch, sipsquadpod.com/shop.
Yep.
Merch is available. We've got Patreon. We got Instagram. We got a newsletter.
Yes.
So there are lots of places to find us, but you can sit with us always.
And we will
see you
next Tuesday.
Bye.
want more you can sit with us? How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.